You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome, music enthusiasts, to another episode of Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders, and today we diving into the world of EPs and the realm of hip hop. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. 100 miles and running, that's what's poppin'. Killer Will, that's what's poppin'. Kiss My Black Ass, that's what's poppin'. Episodes of A Hustler, that's what's poppin'. CNR Wall to Wall, that's what's poppin'. Henny Hunt, that's what's poppin'. One Day It All Makes Sense, that's what's poppin'. Mega, that's what's poppin'. It's on 187, Killer, that's what's poppin'. Friday Night Lights, that's what's poppin'. N.W.A. and Ice Cube are the Riders Live What's Poppin' artists of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
God damn. I lick my balls, sorry.
God, you like shit. That?
Put the motherfucker.
Is it
God
good?
Damn. Oh, shit. God damn, bitch, you bit my... Damn. Shit, I said suck the motherfucker. You biting me. Shit.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that same problem until my bitch went out and bought NWA's new book entitled The Art of Sucking Dick.
Lesson 1. First, you grab the dick. Next, you gently lick it up and down. Then, insert it into the mouth. Take it slow. Don't rush it. And before you know it, splash.
It goes one for the treble, two for the bass. She's got nut all over her face. Kick, kick, kick.
Slow is the tempo, and Ren is gonna flow. As I produce and illustrate you to a halt. Caught on the late nights, pumping on the bass pipe. She's a hype to catch her on the late flight. But back in school, she was a cutie. Yo, then after graduation, started giving up the booty in school. Stuck up, hair in a feather. Every time I asked her for the time, it was never ever one. She would talk to Lorena, saying that I wanted a date. She wouldn't even be my friend. But now in the 1990s, I be praying that the bitch don't find me. Cause she got a gang of kids, nappy heads and all dirty. And she's getting pimped by a nigga that's 30. I saw her hanging in an alley, bragging to her friends how she's hoeing in the valley. All by herself, going on a host road.
like that makes me sick. But I heard that she sucks a good dick.
What do you want me to do with it?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
She swallowed it.
Yeah. At a high school dance, me and the niggas bailed in. I saw her sitting with a friend with a grin so sexy. Thought she was all that. She wouldn't even look it up because we wore the black hat. She was a sucker, bitch, on a public floor. But an instant prostitute behind closed doors. On the street, she's the late night feature. Walking home from school, I saw her sucking a nigga's dick under the bleachers. She saw me and she ran and tried to hide her face. But a bitch full of nut couldn't escape in the chase. A disgrace if I ever, ever saw one. There wasn't a nigga on the block late at night not getting done. So she begged me not to tell her so. Then I said, of course, cause my dick, yo, is harder than a totem pole. Then again, it don't concern me. Cause there's a slight chance if I fuck, she might burn me. And then I might have to shoot the hoe. I mean, check her with the quickness, just to let her know. But to prevent from getting sick, I would just prefer to let her come and suck my dick.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
But does she suck a good dick?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
She swallowed it.
Yeah. Now I was at a club on a late, late Sunday. Peeping out the bitches till the next day, Monday. Had a couple of drinks, so I was feeling good. Then suddenly I saw this bitch that lived in my neighborhood. Church every week, so now I lucked up. She was at the end of the bar getting fucked up. Back at the house, she would bitch and be ignoring. And when she stopped to talk, the hoe was kinda boring. Yo, but now I got until dawn, see? Now she's dancing on the floor with a skirt and no panties on, shaking that ass like a salt shaker. I already got my plans, just why I'ma take her to a room. But yo, I mean a restroom, and stick my dick in her mouth like a wet broom. So I grab her hand and she's with it. But when she turns sober, she'll never admit it. So while she's drunk, I better get it quick and see for myself if she sucks a good dick.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
What do you want me to do with it?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the big dick, baby, and I wanna fuck this boy.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
But does she suck a good dick?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
She swallowed it.
So there you have it, a job well done. But for now, let me get back to what I was doing.
Yeah,
fuck, suck a dick, bitch. Yeah, here it comes.
Oh, shit. Oh,
God like
damn.
That?
Suck this dick for daddy, baby. Suck this
like
dick. You know you like it. Suck it. Now, oh, she's swallowing it. She's swallowing. Oh, shit. Get it all, baby. Get it all. Suck this dick for daddy. Hey.
Wait till I tell the fellas how you suck this dick. Hey, matter of fact, I want you to suck Drake dick. Then I want you to suck Yellow dick. You already did suck Rand dick.
You boys are disgusting.
Just suck my dick, bitch.
Cause I'm a nigga with attitude.
Oh, things are different when you're out with your buddies.
So,
let's go back to your family.
Wait a minute, hold on. Get your ass
out. What's up, nigga?
Get over there.
What's going on?
Shit.
Yo, punk ass nigga.
Come here. Damn it, you stop that shit,
now. Thank you, Mr. Get the hell in front of this house.
Don't tell me that.
Can I hit you, man?
Now, wait a minute. Hey, man. Wait a minute.
Man, please
don't. Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time jack move. Chili chill, yo, homie, make the track move. And I'm back anytime, Dick and Hank. That's the name of the suckers I done gang. I get away from a copper. Drop a dime, I break you off something proper. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B. Keep boning, that's J-D. And here's how we'll greet ya. Stop, fool. Come on, that beat ya. Feel dumb cause you're caught in the dark. You little nothing ass mark. Raise up, cause you can't have it back. You say, I ain't never got death like that. Off the end of the gadget choke, show dogs in a half.
What up, bro?
Nothing but a come up. Give me that bass and don't try to run up. Cause you'll get banked some. Ice Cube and a lynch mob. It's jacket for me.
Right, Jack.
Afraid of nothing.
Right, Jack. Right, Jack.
And even if you're down with my crew.
Yo, what's up, man? I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got this mother.
I jacked them too. And then we'll freak, get freak. Kick that bass. And look what we did. Fade the gray play. And made a few moves. And I keep still. Ice Cube will make it fun. But right about now. I leave that to the brothers with the funny haircut. And it'll drive you nuts. Steal your beat and give it that gangster touch. My jacket and magic. Say hi to the 357 I'm packing. And it sounds so sweet. Ice Cube and a lynch mob. It's Jack.
Right, Jack. Right, Jack. 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 Right, Jack.
Ice Cube. I think a funky beat and we shake. Located dope. Your town, don't crowd me, cause I know you're gonna wanna kick it with me, but I know none of y'all can get with me, so you think you're protected, well you are till you put a funky beat on a record, then I have to show and prove and use your groove, cause suckers can't fade the cue, and if I jack you and you keep coming, I have you march 100 miles and run.
That was NWA with Just Don't Bite It. And Ice Cube with Jackin' for Beats. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Just Don't Bite It is available on the 100 Miles and Running EP. And Jackin' for Beats is available on the Ice Cube Killer Will EP. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Yeah! So today on Riders Live, we're going to talk about EPs. What is an EP? So an EP is longer than a single and shorter than an album. It's just that simple. So usually an EP is 1 to 3 songs, 1 to 5 songs, 1 to 9 songs, but it's less than 30 minutes. So my introduction into the game of hip-hop, me and my partner, Shanga Jawori, we created the CNR EP. We had 9 tracks on there. So we can say that, you know, it was more of an experimental type project. You know, we had concepts, we had party songs, we had street records on there, and we gave it our all. So we could captivate an audience and build up a buzz with our EP. That was our purpose, but we sold thousands of CDs. So I also did that with my Henny Hunt album. So my first album was The Hunt Side. My second album was Self-Preservation. And prior to releasing my Focus of Fold album, I released the EP. Just to get my buzz up, because I took a long break, maybe like 6 or 7 years. And you know you can't be relevant without making no music. So EPs, or extended plays, they've been a fascinating aspect of the music industry, providing artists with a unique canvas to experiment, express, and captivate their audience with a more compact collection of tracks. Usually 1 to 3, 1 to 5, or 1 to 7. Today, we're going to explore the significance of EPs and highlight some memorable ones in the hip-hop genre. Now, before we dive into the hip-hop archives, let's unravel the essence of EPs. These shorter musical journeys allow artists to make a statement, showcase versatility, and experiment with sounds and themes in a way that might not be possible within the constraints of a single or full-length album. EPs serve as a snapshot of an artist's creative process, offering fans a glimpse into the evolving style and musical exploration. It's a platform for innovation and risk-taking, and hip-hop has seen some remarkable EPs that left an indelible mark on the genre. So, for example, let's spotlight some memorable EPs in hip-hop that have stood the test of time and continue to resonate with listeners. So, most recently, 2016, Kendrick Lamar, Untitled, Unmastered. It featured raw, unfiltered tracks that didn't make it onto Kendrick's previous album. It's a fascinating journey into the creative process and showcases his unparalleled lyrical prowess. Now, another one, my man J. Cole, Friday Night Lights. While technically a mixtape, the project from J. Cole captures the essence of an EP. He released it in 2010. It's a fan favorite that highlights Cole's storytelling ability and solidifies his position as a force to be reckoned with in the hip-hop scene. You gotta love J. Cole. How can you not love J. Cole? Man, and I think that J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, they two of the MCs, you know, from the new generation that's been spearheading hip-hop. So I got some more. Joey Badass, 1999. That dropped in 2012. Now, this early EP from Joey Badass showcases his lyrical skills and pays homage to the 90s hip-hop era. You know, Joey Badass, he a little bit of everything. Now, another artist I want to speak on their EP, Earl Sweatshirt. He don't be getting no props, but, you know, shout out to Earl Sweatshirt. He one of my favorite artists out of that Tyler Creator Camp. He dropped Solace in 2015. While short and lent, Earl Sweatshirt's Solace EP is an emotionally intense project that delves into personal themes. You know, people can identify with subject matter that's relatable, or they can mirror in their own life as fans. Okay, let me get to some more EPs from the 90s. Wu-Tang Clan, Into the Wu, 36 Chambers, 1993. Wu-Tang Clan's debut EP is a seminal work in hip-hop, introducing the world to the Staten Island group's unique style and personalities. Nobody ever came out with 8 rappers on one album. They had to share all that money, but man, you know what I'm saying? It never been done before, and that's what made it so dope. In the Wu-Tang Clan, nobody had beats like them or nothing. So let me touch on some more. Nas, It Was Written, Misdemeanor. You know, it was like a sampler. So, it was an EP featuring remixes and additional tracks from Nas' critically acclaimed album, It Was Written, showcasing his storytelling prowess. I remember I had the sampler. He had a song on there called Triple Threat with Nature and Nori, and it had maybe like three freestyles on the EP. The reason why I can remember it so vividly is because I actually got the tape. It was in the issue of The Source. Okay, one of my other homies. So I'm touching on greats, y'all. The Notorious Big. Biggie Smalls, The King of New York. It dropped in 1996. This one, you know, rap was really competitive in New York. You know, it was this EP posthumously released EP containing remixes and unreleased tracks from the legendary Notorious Big. So this album, it just had remixes of all the songs that was really on Ready to Die. You know what I'm saying? You know, Puff, he put that boy out so he can, you know, get Big sales up even more. Now, what else? Mobb Deep, Hell on Earth, Front Lines. While technically a single, this EP featured remixes and additional tracks complementing Mobb Deep's album, Hell on Earth. Now, I don't want nobody to think I'm hating. So I'm going to mention Hov, Jay-Z, In My Lifetime, Volume 1, 1997. It's often considered an EP due to its length. This release by Jay-Z includes tracks that bridge the gap between his early work and later mainstream success. So a lot of work that Hov did prior to him getting notoriety, he put on this project right here. Now, shout out to ATL, Outkast, ATLiens. So, we all know ATLiens was an album. But due to its length, you know, the concise nature and impact of ATLiens by Outkast, it make it feel like an extended play, showcasing their innovative Southern hip-hop style. It was such a good listen. Boom, 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 boom. You know, that's why, you know, some people look at ATLiens like an EP. So, you know, my man Common from the Shy, One Day It All Makes Sense, Sampler. It came out in 97. This joint had Retrospect of Life with Lauryn Hill. So, it was a promotional EP featuring selected tracks from Common's album, One Day It All Makes Sense, offering a taste of his conscious and poetic lyricism. Who else? A Tribe Called Quest, Oh My God. It dropped in 94. Although technically a single, the remixes and additional tracks on this release make it feel like a brief yet impactful EP from the iconic group. You know, my favorite album from Tribe is Midnight Marauders for the record. Let me see who else. The Roots, What They Do EP. It dropped in 96. You know, it was an EP featuring remixes and additional tracks from The Roots album, Philadelphia, Half-Life, highlighting their live instrumentation and thought-provoking lyrics. That boy Black Dog, he a straight-up dog. Straight-up dog. Know what I'm saying? And then, I can't forget the homie, Eminem, Slim Shady EP that dropped in 97. A significant release that marked the beginning of Eminem's rise to prominence, showcasing his, you know, irreverent and comedic style. Comedian. You know, these EPs from the 90s, they contributed to the rich tapestry of hip-hop during that era, featuring iconic, artistic, and influential sounds. But, I just want to speak on three of my favorite EPs. Currently, the Super Vulture EP is kind of old. It came out maybe like in 2020 by Lil Durk and Lil Reese. I still be bumping that, you know, and I'm proud of them. You know, it's so diverse. You know, they got stuff that people from the city can relate to, and you know, a lot of listeners to hip-hop, they can relate to that EP with the subject matter and the songs. They got some bangers on there. Then, let me see. Of course, 100 Miles and Running, the four-song EP by MC Ren, DJ Yella, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E. Man, let me tell you something. N.W.A., they made the EP famous. You know what I'm saying? With straight up hitting the pavement, ground pounding, word of mouth, the best to ever do it. And then my last favorite EP is Killer Wheel by Ice Cube. He got their homies on there. He got Jackin' for Beats, which y'all heard in the episode. He got the joint with Chuck D and Flavor Flav. And he got Yo, and not to mention my favorite joint, Turn Off the Radio. Turn off that bullshit. Man, come on now. Turn Off the Radio was the shit. So, let me get back to the episode, y'all. So, these EPs not only push artistic boundaries, but also left a lasting impact on hip-hop landscape. They're a testament to the genre's ability to evolve and innovate, even with a shorter format. Know what I'm saying? So, the future EPs in hip-hop, you know, some current hip-hop EPs we got, you know, Griselda, they do them a lot. So, shout out to Benny the Butcher. Shout out to Conway the Machine. Shout out to them dudes. You know, they be doing their little seven-song albums and reaching their audience, and they keep feeding them. Currency, he another one. So, man, shout out to the people working. So, as I wrap up, let's ponder the future EPs in hip-hop. In a rapidly changing music industry, artists continue to find new ways to connect with their audience, and EPs offer a dynamic platform for artist expression. You know, it can't count against you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to whip up something creative, it's economic, it's economical, it don't take that long. You probably may have maybe one video to help promote it, so you don't really need a big budget. And the word of mouth, it help a lot. So, we dropping a mic on Riders Live. So, our journey into the world of hip-hop EPs. I hope you enjoyed this exploration of musical innovation and creativity. As always, thank you for tuning in to the Riders Live podcast. Until next time, keep it moving to the beats that resonate with your soul. Peace.